What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go back to Francis in North Carolina. You had something a little more serious to talk about.
Yes, and just to let you know, thanks so much for the good laugh. I needed it, believe me. I have a very interesting scientific question for you, and I'm not one for science, believe me. Is it possible, entirely possible, for a hurricane to have a double eye?
I have to be honest, I don't think so. They can come very close to each other. If you remember the perfect storm and the story of that fishing boat that got lost, it represented a merging of three separate storm systems. But when they emerged together, it formed just a single eye. And
gotcha. Well, there's a reason why I asked that, because over here in the Atlantic, they have what Matthew, which has now been promoted to being a Category 4. Now, this is between the top of South America and the Caribbean island. And when you look at the radar graphic or whatever, of the rain that's going down or moisture going down or whatever, it looks like you have a pair of eyes, not just one. And it's like, that is the most funkiest thing I have seen yet. I am not kidding you. It almost looks like an owl.
Okay. Well, let me take a look here at the National Hurricane Center, Hurricane Matthew.
That's funky looking.
Yeah, well, it's definitely taking a sharp right-hand turn right now, and it's definitely going to give the Cubans a lot of grief and the people in the Bahamas. I'm not seeing the radar track here just yet. I'm going to have to find another source for that. I think it's theoretically possible for two storms to merge, but they would basically create one. I mean, if you really think about it, given Coriolis effect, you're going to have one side of the storm moving in exactly the opposite direction from the other storm merging with it. So that would be something I'd want to like simulate with a finite element analysis. But if you could send me the URL to that picture, I'd love to take a look.
Well, this is via the local news weather by WRAL.com. The local news site online. It's a local news, and it's very simple to pull up. They have it on the main page as is at the moment.
So, okay. What was the name of that station again?
WRAL.com.
All right. I'll take a look at that right now here. Ah, I see what you're looking at. That almost looks to me like bad data. I'll have to take a look at that. I don't want to do it during the show because we've got a bunch of people listening to us right now. But that does look interesting, but it almost looks like they've overlapped two out-of-sync radar frames, because if you look at the NEXRAD system, it isn't a big single radar. They're all over the place, and they try and merge them together. But we've seen it out here in Hawaii when there's a major storm that actually shuts down one of the NEXRAD stations, takes it offline. We'll get misregistered data, and I have to be honest, that's what this looks like to me, is
so
misregistered data.
They're having fun over there then. Okay. I'm just saying they're just having fun with the radar then.
Well, they're not having fun. They're having technical difficulties with the radar.
Oh, well, teach their own.
All right.
You have a great so much.
Same to you. Thank you very much. Now then, let's talk a little bit about the right to keep and bear weapons. And this is following on to that high school student who got a visit from the police, was suspended, and ordered to undergo a psychological evaluation for writing a school paper in support of the Second Amendment. And so we have this other story that has come out from CNN about how two men attacked a 39-year-old mother in the parking lot of, I think it was a Walmart, and they hit her over the head. She had a baby with her, And these other two guys came to help, one of whom had a gun and saved the situation. The baby was completely unhurt. And this is why we need to have concealed carry or even open carry, because the police didn't show up until a while later. The police are never there when the crime is actually being committed. Now, there's a video that we put up. This is from RIMF.com, Rachel Blevins, illustrating five cases where armed citizens saved lives and stopped mass shootings. And you never see this on the corporate media. You only see the successful mass shootings, followed by the usual plea that Americans must give up their guns, from the same government that is arming terrorists and Mexican drug cartels. All right, we're going to take a second here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining our network. We have a couple of calls waiting on the line, but before I get to them, I want to talk about that protest against the pipeline up in the Dakota Territory. First of all, environmental scientists are coming down on the side of the Native Americans saying, yes, this is a risk to the environment. It could poison their drinking water. They have every right to be concerned, especially when you look at that colonial pipeline disaster, which, by the way, has disappeared from the corporate media. But the big stink now is apparently the Native American protesters were holding a peaceful prayer meeting. And the police sent in militarized armored troops, including shotguns, to scare these people away. That's how fascistic we've become. All right, Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Michael, you're kind of an expert on the JFK assassination. I just had a question for you about Alan Dulles, who was part of the Warren Commission. And I wonder if you've ever thought about maybe that he might have been the inside guy to kind of tie up all loose ends and make sure they came to their conclusion. One shooter, and he was the inside guy to kind of push it in one direction and make sure that nobody else looked another direction.
They all were insiders. They were all there to make sure that the truth was buried and only the official story came on out. John J. McCloy was there to protect the involvement of the Federal Reserve. Alan Dulles, who had been fired by John F. Kennedy over the Bay of Pigs, was there to keep the intelligence connections out of there. Everybody was there to protect a certain part of the cartel that had carried this on out. And it was a whitewash from beginning to end. And apparently Chief Justice Earl Warren was never 100% comfortable with being asked to chair this, because he knew going in that he was being asked to put his good name on a big steaming pile of U.S. government bovine excrement. And the reports are that he was not at all happy about this, that he was very angry with President Johnson, that Johnson literally arm-twisted him or forced him or found some other way to motivate him, because Warren didn't want to be part of this right from the beginning.
Right. Hey, thanks, Michael.
You got it. Thank you very much. And we're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey,
hi.
Did you hear any report of a Fox News reporter seeing an NBC intern delivering a package to Hillary Clinton's residence dressed as a FedEx employee?
That story came and went. We weren't able to confirm that. There are videos out there that are suggesting Hillary's custom-built podium. Remember, she had a custom-built podium. It was built to her size to make her look bigger. There are indications it may have even had a teleprompter, flat screen in the top surface of it. And there's a video that we linked to where apparently there were several of Hillary's workers who were going to that podium after everything was over and removing not just papers but bits and pieces and trying to basically get the equipment out of there before people realized what had happened.
And Mike, I want to switch on to MH17. Look, the Netherlands, they're all part of the same group, you know?
Yes.
You knew this was a setup when the plane was diverted over that area and it was shot down by a boot, but it was shot down by the Ukrainians because they were using an older style rocket. Now, but the plane was diverted and then it was told to drop down lower. So right there, that tells you the plan was to knock it down and blame Russia. And then all the, you know, this is goes back, you know, Orange Revolution, Sochi. That's the target. You know, I mean.
Well, you could very well be right. You could very well be right. But you know? Again, part of the recklessness, it was a ridiculously dumb thing to do, and they didn't get away with it. We're at a stage right now where anybody who's inside the government or the intelligence agencies who's even considering a false flag, they need a psych evaluation more than that student did, because nobody is believing any of this stuff. It's like the one they uncovered in France the other day, where there was this cave full of ISIS flags and radio equipment and video equipment and all this other stuff, and everybody's there, and all of a sudden some big shot from the French military comes on over and says, this is all of our stuff. I can't tell you what we're using it for, but it's all our stuff, and you should go away and forget you ever saw it.
Yeah, because like Paul Craig Roberts says, you know, this is the group. Yeah, it's all puppets, and they're going to go along with the same agenda line. That's why the Russians weren't even involved in this whole investigation.
They wanted to be part of it, and the Dutch investigators, the only people they were listening to were these Ukrainian intelligence sources.
Yep, and I remember the Spanish person working in the airport control room, right, said that they came and confiscated all tapes and evidence, right?
I remember that.
The plane being diverted and all that. Yeah, so this is, people need to realize, I mean, it's all this one group. You know, and I mean, if people don't believe, they'll kill you. I mean, look at 9/11, just look at the cities in Syria or, you know, Libya and Iraq. These people don't care how many people they kill. They got
No, they don't. I mean, the body count for World War III so far is already numbering up in the millions, and they absolutely could care less. You know, I mean, they love each other and they love their kids, and you're never going to see the rulers or the money junkies' kids out there on the front lines. If they serve in the military at all, it's going to be in some rear echelon safe position where they can pick up a couple of gratuitous medals for their eventual political career. Not many people know it, but that was the reason John F. Kennedy went into the Navy, is he was already getting a reputation as a womanizer around Washington, D.C., and Joe Kennedy said, you're going to join the Navy, you're going to go on out to the Pacific Ocean, you're going to stay in the rear areas, nothing bad's going to happen to you, and you're going to come home, and you're going to be this naval officer, you know, as part of your eventual political career, and then quite by accident had that whole PT-109 incident, which made him a hero. And he did behave correctly with that, rescuing his fellow shipmates and everything. But that's part of that whole engineered reality that we're all living in. Anyway, Dustin, we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to move on here to some other stories. Talking about computers, and apparently last week, there was a big scandal that erupted. The lid was ripped off by Wall Street Journal. Found out that Facebook and Twitter were fudging their ad data rates and artificially inflating the amount of time users spend watching the videos by as much as 60 to 80%. This would increase the ad rates that these advertisers were paying, and they were cheating. And both Facebook and Twitter took a hit on their stock prices, as well they should. Now, Edward Snowden has been granted an award by the German city of Kassel in absentia for showing courage and conscience in blowing the whistle on the NSA's unconstitutional and illegal surveillance of ordinary law-abiding Americans. And basically, they've given him this award. It's called the Glass of Reason. And I think it's a very good thing that they did, because we all need to remember that motive comes into play here. Edward Snowden was blowing the whistle because he saw the government behaving badly and felt he had to do something about that. And to many people, that makes him a hero. Now, those who are leaking government secrets for personal gain, those are the ones that should be being prosecuted, and yet the FBI just said, we're not going to recommend charges, and Loretta Lynch, no. We live in an upside-down society where the criminals are protected and the law-abiding citizen, the good people, the honest people, the ones who want to bring about a positive change are being punished and persecuted. And that's exactly what's going on. Now, I've talked many, many times in the context of how unreliable and short-lived modern computer technology is by pointing out that I have this Commodore VIC-20 up here that still works absolutely perfectly. And there was a story that came out today in hothardware.com where apparently there is this auto repair shop that has been using a wheel balancing system based on a Commodore 64 for the last quarter of a century. So when you go on in to the local Best Buy or Circuit City or wherever, and you say, I'd like to buy a computer that's going to last a while, and they say, well, that's impossible. Say, no, it is possible. Because these old machines from the dawn of the computer age are still working. This one up here works, that one works in the wheel balance. Modern computer systems are built, designed to fail after a few years, to force you to constantly be buying new equipment. And for all the talk about progressive policies in this country, this is anti-progressive because you're not allowed to progress. You're being forced to work constantly just to stay exactly where you are. We can't build for the future when we're constantly having to rebuild today over and over and over again. Now, as you know, cybercrime is completely out of control. And we're finding more and more cases where back doors are being found built into the hardware that we are being forced to buy over and over and over again. The latest concern has to do with a D-Link wireless router, specifically the DWR-932B LTE router. And they're saying, get rid of it. Because apparently it has 20 known vulnerabilities, 20 known back doors, default credentials, leaky credentials, vulnerabilities to the firmware upgrade, insecure UPnP. Where are all these things coming from? Well, the NSA is mandating these back doors be put into all the hardware. So when somebody breaks into your computer and they steal all of your files for your new products so that they can make money and you are left destitute and poor, you will know who's to blame for it. The National Security Agency, far from guaranteeing the safety and security of our IT infrastructure, has gone the other way. They have punched holes in all of our systems, which are always inevitably being found by the cyber criminals, on the assumption that the cyber criminals are not the NSA themselves. And remember, Kaspersky Lab said the Equation Group of hackers is NSA. And they've left us wide open to be plundered at will by the cyber criminals. This is deliberate. This is intentional. It doesn't matter how much you spend on security software, because these backdoors are actually burned into the metal itself. You can't get rid of them. You can't patch the chip. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about computers. We're talking about the government spying on law-abiding citizens. And Senator John McCain out in Arizona, who never met a violation of the Bill of Rights he didn't love, is introducing an amendment that will grant the FBI even more surveillance powers than it already has to just watch you. You're being watched. Big Brother is watching. And apparently it's a particularly nasty piece of legislation because McCain has introduced it as an amendment to a water resource bill. And that's one of the big problems we have with our current system of government, is that politicians can take a bill that will pass, like the supplemental funding bill, and they'll put all these riders on there for things that nobody wants, but they'll have to vote it through. And that should not be allowed. In the blueprint for the new America, every bill will be for a single purpose. And this idea of, you know, a bill to expand the highway system and other purposes, that will not be allowed anymore. One purpose, one bill. No riders. I don't even know that that's in the Constitution here. All right, let's talk about human-caused global warming. And they're out there celebrating that the Paris Climate Agreement has passed a crucial threshold. And basically 200 countries have pledged to keep the world well below 2 degrees Celsius of warming to stave off the worst impacts of global warming. So what they're going to do is tax the people for carbon dioxide, and since the world is getting cooler naturally, we'll declare the program a resounding success, because that's how politicians like to work. Now, an Arctic expert on sea ice is saying we could reach zero ice within 2 years. Horror of horrors. This is from Dr. Peter Wadhams, a self-proclaimed expert on Arctic ice. Remember when Al Gore said the Arctic would be ice-free by 2014? Didn't happen. Remember back in 2000 they were saying snowfalls are a thing of the past? That didn't happen. It's just another scam to get your money and obedience to save the world from you icky-poo human beings out there and get rich in the process. And they're starting to use global warming in the political campaign. Apparently, hundreds of members at the U.S. National Academy of Sciences, which, as the name implies, is subsidized with your tax dollars, have signed an open letter saying, vote for Hillary Clinton or the planet will fry. It'll just go into meltdown if Donald Trump is allowed. So what's really going on out there? It's snowing in Colorado's high country. It's already impacting hikers. And this still, at least for today, is September. More scaremongering out there from the Daily Mail in Great Britain. NASA's Kennedy Space Center could soon be underwater, sea levels rising because of global warming. Actually, the Kennedy Space Center is built on a swamp because that was the cheapest land they could get as far south as possible without being in the Everglades, which nobody wants to be there. In the early days of NASA, when it was still being called Cape Canaveral, they had a problem with, they'd go on out into those pits, the blast pits for the rockets. They'd find wildcats and crocodiles down there. And even today, before a launch, there's a group of people that go around with shotguns letting them off to scare the wildfowl out of the area to stop an impact. It's a swamp. Swamps tend to be rather sloppy and sinking. And again, there are places where they're measuring and saying, oh, the sea level is rising, and it turns out, no, the land is sinking due to tectonic forces. The land on planet Earth is not fixed and immutable. Now, we are seeing in the satellite record that, in point of fact, we're seeing another record ice gain in the Arctic and more early snows across the Northern Hemisphere. The Old Farmer's Almanac is right. It's going to be another hard winter. And they're going to be out there saying, oh, no, 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 pay no attention to that. Here, look at this pretty little chart. We spent millions of your tax dollars. You have to believe the chart. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 515 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Pardon me. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to finish up with human cause global warming before I start taking phone calls. And we got three calls waiting on the line right now. Apparently, the winter in Utah is off to a major start. The Wasatch Range is looking at a foot of snow this weekend. Snow has arrived early west of Calgary. And here's kind of the kicker here. Remember when Hillary Clinton promised to run a carbon neutral campaign? Well, Chelsea Clinton went to an environmental event, 330 miles. She took a private jet to do it. Yeah, there's carbon neutral for you. All right, let's take some phone calls. Janet in Kansas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. By the way, I've followed you for years. But the question I have is, do you know anything or do any of your listeners know anything about the quantum satellite that's in orbit right now? It's a China-built thing. Mm-hmm. It is functioning right now, and it's supported on the ground by several quantum computers, which are faster than anything that the U.S., these quantum supercomputers.
You're blending two different things here. Okay.
Let's start with the satellite first.
Okay. They're calling it a quantum entangled radar system that can supposedly defeat stealth.
Yes.
That's the claim.
Yes.
The quantum entanglement is claimed to basically be taking place within the radar's emitter, so that the radar beam somehow is being influenced by the quantum entanglement with atoms that are still, or photons rather, that are still inside the radar itself. And it sounds like a step forward along the principle of interferometry, only in the radar frequencies. That's the story on the radar. Now, quantum computers actually began in the United States with research where they're using the quantum state of the atoms in the memory bits to store additional information. In our present conventional von Neumann-type computers, each memory bit can either be 0 or 1. But because of the use of the quantum states, memories in quantum computers can be in any one of 33 states. And this gives them certain advantages in certain categories of problems. But as it's turned out, the commercial quantum computers that are on the market, and they are out there and they're hideously expensive, it turns out that once you move away from the demos that come with the box, their real-world performance on real-world problems is about the same as a more conventional supercomputer. Like the promises of the transputer and the connection machine, they fail to live up to the expectations. But if the Chinese radar system is, in fact, able to defeat stealth, then that is a game changer.
It is. It is. But the second question I had, is it possible that that technology could be moved into a quantum communication system where you'd have a whole different internet?
Well, there it could be, and it would have the advantage that it would be impossible to spy on the communications. There's already quantum encryption, where if anybody tries to do a man-in-the-middle insertion into the communication stream, it changes the quantum state of the photons, and that can be detected at the remote end to say, this channel has been compromised.
Yes. Okay. Well, that answers my question.
Okay. All right, we're going to switch over to... Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. We're going to switch over to Mateus in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, the last caller said she was following you for years. Isn't that stalking?
No, I wear sandals. I don't wear stockings.
Oh, okay. That's what I meant. You read my mind. Yeah, I got a feeling that Hillary True Supporter talk shows are not talking about quantum computers. And one more thing on the light side, and then something serious, is you were talking a lot about dead voters today, and really upset with you for discriminating against dead voters. It's ageism, and like these are some of the most down-to-earth, grounded voters, so the salt of the earth, these people.
So literally salt of the earth.
Politically very inappropriate there.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily ageism, because people can die at a very young age. I think we need another word for that, where we're discriminating against the dead. Maybe it's zombieism. You know, I don't think zombies should be allowed to vote.
Whatever it is, a lot of people are offended.
Claire is laughing in the other room. Anything else?
Good, I got one. Yeah, so the podium at the presidential debate, there is two cubbies in each podium pedestal, and one on top of the other, divided by a shelf.
Yes.
And the bottom cubby both has something in it, which is not important. And the top shelf for Trump is empty the whole time, before and after pictures, before, during, and after pictures. And then Hillary's cubby is filled full of something that looks like some sort of like a box of equipment.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, and she could have had one of her many iPads up there on the top of the podium.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking that it's a two-part system for a secret teleprompter that she had. I think that was like a wireless receiver transmitter as well as the processor for the teleprompter. And then
I mean, she did look down a lot during the debate. She kept looking down at the top of the podium a lot during the debate.
Yeah, well, we got the smoking gun evidence for this. There's a black piece of glass or plexiglass that's inlaid into the top of the podium that just looks like decoration. It's about above where the notepad would be. And then on Trump's, it always stays black. But at Hillary's, at the very end, it was white. But then we saw it get turned off.
Then it turned off. Yeah, we've got that video. We've got that video linked to whatreallyhappened.com. Like I said all along, if there's a way to cheat, Hillary will do it.
Definitely. And there was a very careful choreographed removal process of this box on the top shelf. And what it was is Bill Clinton and Hillary and an aide, they were shaking hands after. And then right at the right moment, Bill put his arm around his wife, and then an aide got involved, and they walked towards the podium just as a fourth staff went in and grabbed that box. And
yes,
when you there's like forensic analysis of this. When you look at everyone's eye contact and every, like, you can just tell it was, that's what they were rehearsing for those 6 days, is like all this tricking and lying. She wasn't memorizing as much as we think, because she actually probably had some teleprompter. That's all I got for you. A great show. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to the analog anarchist up in Maine. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I have a link for you, if you don't have it, for the Standing Rock news. It's B.S. Norrell, norrell.blogspot.com. Today's story will be on the top. If you scroll all the way down, you will find an address which you are seeking.
To find out if there's been an illness of people. Yeah, I see.
Yes. Okay. Wanted to pass that on. If you do searches on Google or on YouTube, it won't find them, but if you use her headline, oftentimes it will come up that way with a video. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. A little bit of a backtrack into the financial world. Now, remember, one of the reasons Deutsche Bank is in trouble is they were sued by the United States Department of Justice for $14 billion because of Deutsche Bank's criminality leading to the 2008 mortgage-backed security meltdown. The whole thing was a fraud. And the Department of Justice went on out and said, you caused billions of dollars in damages. We want those billions back. And Deutsche Bank has flat out said, we're not going to pay it. And the latest word right now is the Department of Justice has very quietly walked away from the vast majority of that $14 billion demand. And they're now saying Deutsche Bank is going to settle for $5 billion. And they may be doing it to try and stop Deutsche Bank from collapsing. Or it may just be another case of the U.S. Department of Justice grabbing headlines and trying to look like they're tough on the criminal bankers. And then very quietly down the road, they go and it's nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And they bump their elbows to each other and smile. And all those ordinary American investors, pension funds that got destroyed in that mortgage-backed security fraud, they're just going to be left hanging with the losses. Ostensibly, the reason for the $14 billion settlement was, at least in part, to recapitalize all these pension funds that are in trouble. But no, it's more important to take care of the banks than it is to take care of ordinary people. So, the corruption just knows no bounds. Interesting little article coming out of Zero Hedge. The DEA's own website proves the war on drugs is an epic failure. And they're out there still trying to classify marijuana as a Schedule I drug, meaning it's just as dangerous as meth or heroin. And it's already come on out that the alcohol and tobacco industries and lobbyists are putting pressure on the DEA to keep marijuana demonized. Because if you can grow marijuana in your own backyard, then you're not going to be going on down to the tobacco shop for some cigarettes. You're not going to be going on down to the bottle shop for bottles of alcohol. And that's what this is all about, taking away from you your right to grow and make your own goods, whether it's a relaxant, medication, food, and make you permanently dependent on corporate providers of things that in a free society you'd have the freedom to make. Now, the reason the war on drugs has failed miserably is because it's really a war on the competition's drugs. Because we know the biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country. And all of this drug enforcement stuff is about keeping out competitors. The government is up to its neck in drug crime and drug money corruption. Look at HSBC. Look at Iran-Contra. The Skull and Bones fraternity at Yale University was founded with drug money. When the British fought their opium wars in China, they were buying their opium from here in the United States of America. That's why Barack Obama got on the president of Philippines' case, saying, no, 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 you can't shoot drug dealers. We don't care what harm they're causing. You can't do that. We love those drug dealers. We value those drug dealers and all the money that pours in there, and the EU leadership. If our country, if our government was not up to its neck in drug money corruption, then why would Obama have given a darn one way or the other over how the Philippines handles their drug dealers? Because at that point, the real agenda was supposed to be to use the Philippines to open a back door to war with China. And all of a sudden, Obama gets in there and says, oh, we have to protect the drug smuggler, the drug dealers. They're sacrosanct. You can't touch them. And he managed to screw that whole South China Sea agenda in the process. It was almost a knee-jerk reaction. Because after all these years of the war on drugs, our nation is still full of drugs. And we know that they're being brought in by U.S. assets. We have a page full of photos at my website showing Afghan opium poppies being guarded and protected by U.S. coalition forces and U.S. forces, coalition forces, bagging and shipping sacks of the raw opium. That's how open this whole thing is. During Iran-Contra, it was cocaine being flooded into this country to fund clandestine activity. During Vietnam, it was opium from Burma being shipped into the U.S. through the CIA's Air America. The war on drugs is a war on those who would presume to cut in on the U.S. government's action. You know, the drug trade is ours. You're not supposed to come on in and cut in on our business. We sick the DEA on you. I've said it before. What we're seeing in this country right now is a replay of all the corruption that happened during Prohibition. Because Prohibition didn't stop the flow of alcohol into this country. It just made it a very profitable product for those willing to deal in illicit substances, criminals, who had enough money to eventually buy and bribe their way into the highest levels of the U.S. government. And the only way they were finally able to start bringing that corruption back down was to legalize alcohol again. And ultimately, I think that's what has to happen here. There are other countries around the world that have legalized or at least decriminalized to a minor degree these drugs. And guess what? The addiction problem goes away. Because if nobody can actually make money on things like heroin and meth, they're not going to be going on out there trying to lure young people in and get them hooked. The more you repress the drug trade, the more profitable it is for these criminals to go on out and offer free samples to little kids and get them hooked. When you take away that profit, the problem goes away. Yes, there are going to be some people who are still addicted, and you're going to have to deal with them with some kind of social program, but it has an expiration date on it. when either they clean their act up or they simply die. The goal of any responsible, mature drug policy ought to be to find a way to stop it from happening in the first place. And the best way to do that is take away its potential for profit. That's it. That's always worked. It's the only thing that works. Drugs are being made huge criminal offenses in this country in order to keep them profitable. It's entirely corrupted. And the United States is hardly alone in having a government that's up to its neck in drug money corruption. The people of Colombia put their own president on trial for being a drug lord. He was unfortunately acquitted, but my hat's off, and I applaud the people of Colombia for at least having the courage to try and deal with the problem. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here on this Pow Hunter Friday, last segment of our program before we get into the weekend, and hopefully we'll be able to do some relaxation. I am getting email from people who are using Gmail as their mail provider that mailings from the Donald Trump campaign are automatically being routed through to the spam folder. And I don't know how widespread this is, but it seems to be another case where the owners of all these social media, email providers and everything are openly on board with Hillary Clinton and are basically shortcutting to try and get her into the White House. And it's definitely very much a concern. Now, that story that we mentioned before about the finding of these ballots cannot confirm at this time. And I've marked the story on What Really Happened as cannot confirm. But we do know all these other stories about fraud, dead people registered to vote. Those are all real. Those are all confirmed. Hillary cannot win the election, honestly. She's going to cheat. She's going to try and steal it. And we have about 35 days to figure out how we're going to prevent her from stealing this election. Or we're going to have 8 years that are going to be worse than what we've already been through. Voting for Hillary Clinton is going to continue the path that we're on. And we know where that path ends, underneath a giant mushroom cloud. Now, out in California, they have a huge drought problem. Part of it is the deterioration of the water infrastructure. The aqueducts are cracked. They're leaking huge amounts of water where it does no good. The water mains under Los Angeles itself, same problem. Huge amounts of usable water pouring out where it doesn't do any good. And then you have Nestle has bought up some of the aquifers to resell to the California people. And fracking waste has rendered some of California's aquifers unusable now. Well, the Los Angeles Water Department is out there still running its sprinklers. They're on a timer. The sprinklers are out there. And it's a little bit crazy because apparently the lawn in front of the Los Angeles Water Department is plastic. It's fake grass. But they want it to look good. We're the water department. We're going to spray water all over the plastic grass here. Mayors in Miami-Dade County and Miami Beach have gone public saying that the Department of Health has been trying to hide the locations where Zika mosquitoes have tested positive for the virus. And obviously they're concerned about protecting the tourist industry in these areas. These are the heart and soul of Florida's tourism industry is around that whole Miami-Dade area. And so the tourists are not being told what's going on there, just like tourists to Japan were being lied to about Fukushima. I remember when there's the music. All right, I'll save the trip down memory lane for Monday. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and have a good weekend. Remember, you are all part of the independent media. Your job is to take what you learn here, what you see here, what you find on the website, and gently share it with everybody that you know. We're in a fight for the future, not just of the United States, but of the planet as a whole. And it's for all the marbles. This is serious. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village.
where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare, don't despair, at www.bugoutpanama.net.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.